This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we are again broadcasting live from Williamsburg, Virginia, spending a little time in between, kind of in a gridlock, waiting for dates to open up, as we are doing colleges, churches, house meetings, radios, and the such while we're out here. So again, what we're doing is we're showing the world our faith by our works in the process of doing what the Lord has commanded unto us. So, folks, without further ado, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We also have Comrex Stack set up for you, so if you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, you may do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. By the way, you can also go over to Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, at any time. Like us. We're feeding that page 24/7, as are we feeding sonsoflibertymedia.com 24/7. That is our media outsource page, friends, giving you news, in the direction that the state controlled narrative would not have us go, but we're not asking for permission now, are we? I also wanted to let you know too that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do understand that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, friends. So let's get to it, friends. What are we talking about today? Well, what's happening today? Folks, did you hear this one? Paul Ryan, America's favorite Speaker of the House, he's going to run for the presidency of the United States of America, we're told. Now, they want you to forget about the fact that Paul Ryan is the guy that just in favor of Barack Hussein Obama passed a $2 trillion omnibus bill and laid it to the backs of the American people. Of course, they expect you to forget about that real quick because they understand that the American people, they have such a short time span when it comes to remembering what criminals in government do on a 24/7 basis. Also keep in mind that Paul Ryan, friends, for some reason or other, decided to go ahead and sell this to the American people by saying, listen, we're going to take $2 trillion of your money, America, and we're going to use it, and we're going to go ahead and fund Barack Hussein Obama's greatest wishes. And what is that? To cover 300,000 illegal immigrants coming from Muslim nations, with, of course, to pass on to them visas so they can go ahead and do what they will when they come into the United States of America, so they can become dependent all the more on the American people. So therefore, what I'm saying, friends, is that politicians are alluring your sworn enemies without to come into America on your dime. So in other words, you're paying for this, friends. It's also interesting to note, friends, that when it comes to what's going on in our country, the American people have failed to remember that this is a representative government. And I want you to understand that a representative government has historically denoted a system in which people elect their lawmakers, their representatives, who are then held accountable to them for their activity within the government. In other words, they derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people, of the governed. Okay? Read the Declaration of Independence and also read Exodus 18:21. Now, representative government, or the Republican form in which we have Article 4, Section 4, that of God's law, which is laid on common law in the United States of America, not of man's opinion as a democracy, or of the will of the people through mobocracy. Okay? Now, I want you to remember this, friends. The Bible is for the government, of the people, by the people, and for the people. Let me say that again. John Wycliffe said this. He said, the Bible is for the governments of the people, by the people, and for the people. And by the way, that is proper perspective, line upon line, precept upon precept. Okay? What you need to understand is you're dealing with criminals that have been conditioned to do what they want, when they want, and how they want. Furthermore, over the last couple of days, we've been talking about the likes of Hillary Clinton and her campaign. Mysteriously, America, she won 5 states. She grabbed them. She just stole those right out of the hand of none other than Bernie Sanders. All 5 states. We've been talking about voter fraud. We've been talking about what Joseph Stalin said when he said, it doesn't matter who does the voting, in essence. It matters who does the counting. And here we have the American people conditioning politicians to go ahead and do what they want to do, when they want to do it, and how they want to do it, because the American people no longer cherish that pearl that's been given unto us called freedom. And we understand what actually guards our freedom is justice is the guardian of liberty. And I always go back and make reference to the law, because without the understanding and knowledge of the law, you're not going to know the difference between the left or the right, that which is right or that which is wrong, that which is evil or that which is wicked or good, folks. So what we need to do is we need to get back and understand that these criminals, in which I'm talking about right now, again, friends, they mock your laws. And you need to understand that your compassion is a weakness that your enemies will not and do not share. These politicians, these criminals, they thrive on society's understandings, as well as depend upon your ignorance of the United States Constitution and, again, its enumerated laws. And I want to say this. When you live in darkness, the only light, America, John 1, 1 through 5, you have is the truth. Remember, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And we also understand that Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Again, John 1, 1 through 5. So therefore, it would do us well, America, to stick to the truth that not only exposes the darkness, but also reproves that darkness. Go ahead and again read Ephesians 5. I'm setting this up, friends, for what we're going to talk about today is the fact, again, we have politicians blindsiding the American people. Knowing the fruit is on the tree, we are to judge them by their fruit. We can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree concerning these corrupt politicians. In other words, they're bearing corrupt fruit at every step, and that's what we are to judge them by, and understanding that fruit goes with them wherever they go. What I want to do is when we come back, I want to talk about how did that happen. It didn't. I want you to understand, I'm talking about Hillary Clinton. How did she just win 5 more states, friends? She didn't. But if you thought that she did, that's all that matters to them. Because the statement without stands true as well as they will always get away with whatever you let them get away with. And let me tell you something, America. That's exactly what they are doing. And again, what I'm going to highlight, friends, is the fact that it's been reported that Hillary burned Sanders in 5 states. We don't know how she's doing this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick break, again, broadcasting
live. Today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tony Whitnack from radio station KNZR in Bakersfield, California. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse is Bradley Dean. I truly do appreciate the ministry of sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Control, this is QO1. Side hatch is secure.
QL1, this is Control. We copy. Showing normal cabin pressure. Over.
Control, this is QL1. Do you like mortgages?
That's a negative, QL1. Over.
Control, do you like rockets?
That's affirmative, QL1. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Of course you are, Control. Everyone likes rockets. Control, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Welcome back. This is the Sons of Liberty, folks, broadcasting live out of none other than Williamsburg, Virginia. If you'd like to call in over the next 45 minutes, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, or check us out online, Bradley Dean on Facebook, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, we're talking about how the American people have been conditioned. And mysteriously, just this last, well, actually it took place yesterday, friends, it's headline news today. Here we have Hillary Clinton burns Sanders in all five states. Is that not rather mysterious? And let me lay this as a scriptural precedent, first and foremost. When I'm talking about Ephesians 5:11 and how darkness is basically to have no fellowship with light, you need to understand that scripture tells us and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but we're called to reprove them. And let me ask you something, friends. To accept the likes of a Hillary Clinton, a Bernie Sanders, or any of the Republican candidates in which we are laid out for us to choose from, the establishment would have us choose from one of them. How is it that Amos 3:3 comes to my aid where it says, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? Are you agreed with what you're tolerating today concerning the politicians, concerning those candidates in which have been offered to you to become the next president of the United States of America? Read again Amos 3:3. Now, I want to jump over to this because, again, it's just that important. And this is what's happening in our country today. These politicians, for some reason or another, believe that they are above the law. Again, they have some sort of congressional immunity. They can do what they want, how they want. Well, they've already known for a long time in this country that they can pretty much do that. They can act as the demigod because the American people are failing to hold them responsible to the laws that they themselves break. Now, again, let me go back to this, friends. How did that happen that Hillary Clinton burns Sanders by taking all five states? I want you to hear me clearly. It didn't happen. But that's what was reported unto you, that it did happen. So let me say it this way. If you thought it did happen, that's all that matters to them. Because what they'll do, friends, is they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. In America, that's exactly what they're doing. Now, keep in mind, Joseph Stalin said this. This is the actual quote. The people who cast the votes decide nothing. The people who count the votes decide everything. That's exactly what's happening here today. So, again, it's been reported that Hillary burns Sanders in five states. How did that happen? Especially with the known voter fraud that's been exposed by the designers themselves. In other words, those that are actually committing the fraud on the American people are telling you that they themselves are responsible for doing it, but they're also taking the time to highlight those that are hiring them to commit the act of fraud by designing a chip to go ahead and rig the polls. Remember last week I talked about Clinton Eugene, Clint. He tells the truth while shaming the devil because Curtis himself, Clinton Eugene, who's an American attorney, a computer programmer, and an ex-employee of NASA and ExxonMobil, told the world in an open testimony that voting machines are not only hackable to determine an election, but that he designed the program to do just that in 2000. Matter of fact, he even told you who is responsible for it. It was the Speaker of the House in Florida that hired him to do it. And keep in mind again, friends, I talked about this last week. What is transpiring right now, friends? Exactly what I've been warning you about over the last 3 months. This is what's rolling out now. And unless we take heed to the warning signs, I'll tell you what, we're going to at length destroy ourselves and add strength to tyranny by not dealing with the people in which we're exposing right now. But again, keep in mind concerning Clint, Mr. Curtis's testimony here, keep in mind, he told you who actually hired him to commit the fraud. And also keep in mind, once the chip was made, he was also asked by these people to go ahead and cause the code to eat itself so fraud cannot be detected. Do you see how backwards the government in the United States have become? It's working against itself, friends, against its very purpose. The purpose of government is to restrain men from sin. Not to create, not to spread sin, but we can see who's responsible for the crimes at hand. And that is happening in this country again, friends, because the American people have failed to obligate themselves to God's command by dealing with the criminals within. Now, going on, Curtis, he who designed the chip in the first place, gave testimony in 2006 before the U.S. House Judiciary members in Ohio. Keep in mind, Curtis was hired by Tom Feeney to build software that would rig an election using electronic voter machines. And according to Curtis, he could rig the machines in such a way to determine 51-49 split in favor of that person that was wanted to win. So whoever wanted to win, they would pay this guy to do his biddings for to do their biddings for them, and he would rig it in such a fashion that they themselves would win. And see, we're seeing this even in Iowa, friends. And I'm going to go down this road a little bit more. We're going to get into this deeper and deeper over the next 45 minutes here. But keep in mind, even in Iowa, just recently when it was Bernie Sanders, the communist himself, I'll highlight him in just a moment, and Hillary Clinton, the renowned worldwide criminal herself. Interestingly enough, Bernie Sanders people already were beginning to rejoice due to the fact that they've gotten the victory over Hillary Clinton. But for some reason or other, they all came back together and said, wait a second, how did that just happen? For some reason, out of nowhere, Hillary Clinton took the numbers. She took the night in Iowa in that particular instance just last week. How is this happening, friends? Friends, you know that these voter booths in these voting machines, friends, they're rigged. We know this. What needs to happen is they need to be counted publicly on paper for everybody to see, not just what the computer that we already know is rigged to give us the answer we already know it's going to give us. In America, you can't sit back and say, why are we so oppressed every step of the way? It's because, again, we are leaving off the commandments of God. Now, outside of the fact that thousands upon thousands of American college students are following Bernie Sanders, to America's shame. Read Proverbs 22:6, by the way. It says, train up a child in the way he or she should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from him. Folks, that applies to all. Because you need to keep in mind that the Bible tells us, again, and it's true, it's a fact. We see it right in front of our faces all day long. It rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. Now, depending upon what kind of seed that you have planted into the soil of your life, rest assured it's going to rain. And when it rains, guess what? That harvest is going to come up either good or evil according to the seed that you yourself sown. And so what we're seeing today is we're seeing thousands upon thousands of American college students following Bernie Sanders, a full-fledged communist. And again, which, by the way, here is the fruit of a short list of Bernie Sanders' fruit. He's never owned a business. Friends, he's never had a 9-to-5 job. He's never proposed a bill in 25 years that's passed and lived on welfare before he was elected to office and still fills auditoriums, whereas the opposite is true when it comes to Hillary Clinton. Now, folks, I know I'm saying a lot there, but I want you to listen. This is the fruit of this man that wants to become the president of the United States of America, whose icon is none other than Karl Marx, the great underachiever himself. He's opposed to everything that is upright. He is opposed to God at every given step. And here you have a full-fledged follower of Karl Marx. Don't tell me, friends. Don't tell me in any sense of the word that your friends do not matter. Because when you look at Karl Marx, you can see Bernie Sanders is exactly a feather of the bird that he flocks amongst. And this is exactly what we're seeing in this country. But again, friends, going back to the numbers, into the facts, if you go to a rally with Bernie Sanders, he is filling those auditoriums with thousands of little communists. But when it comes to Hillary Clinton, she does not have the support. But interestingly enough, because the state-controlled narrative sets it that she won 5 states from under Bernie Sanders, which, by the way, he knows those numbers are wrong and they are fabricated. When you look at a Hillary Clinton rally, friends, they can't even fill 3/4 of the auditorium in which she is in. And what they do is they cut half and half of the room to make it look like there's more people in there, which there is not. They want to give you the illusion. They'll set people apart, one seat they'll keep empty, and then they'll fill another seat, and then they'll empty another seat, and then they'll fill another one. Folks, they're trying to make it look like she's got the support, just like Barack Hussein Obama, just like him. And see, friends, to give you a prime example, you remember when I told you that Barack Hussein Obama, it was told that in Wisconsin, through the papers throughout the United States, that during his second campaign, that 18,000 people showed up in support of Barack Hussein Obama's second term. Now, the problem was, friends, is there's only 5,000 seats in that arena. This is exactly how you are getting your news today. They don't have the support. And keep in mind, friends, Saul Alinsky tactic, cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. Is this the sort of person that you want to become the president of the United States of America? Now, with Bernie Sanders, I could give you a short list. But when I come back, I'm going to give you a long list of Hillary Clintons, and then I'm going to, again, lay to your candor.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Williamsburg, Virginia. And folks, we're talking about, how did this happen? Did it happen? No, it did not happen. But if you believe that it did happen, then guess what? That's all they care about. You know, you guys have all heard that statement made by Edmund Burke that evil prevails because good men do nothing. Do you know that he's also responsible for saying that kings become tyrants through policy because subjects become rebels from principles? Listen carefully to what he's saying there, friends. He said, kings, we don't have a king in this country. Titles of nobility are not granted to those that serve we the people in this country. Read the Constitution of the United States of America. They're not given titles of nobility. Kings become tyrants, lawless, through policy, not law, through policy. That's what is happening in America today, because the subjects, we are not subjects. This is a representative government in this country, friends. Those people in government, again, they represent we the people. Congress is our voice. Senators are our voice. They do our biddings according to what has been delegated unto us by our Creator, Exodus 18:21. But kings become tyrants through policy because subjects become rebels from principles. Is that what's happening in this country today? You better bet your bottom dollar it is. Again, let me say this. How did this happen? And what we're talking about, friends, is Hillary burns Sanders in five states. I told you that this was going to happen. I've been telling my listeners over and over and over again, this is what's going to happen. America, you need to understand one thing when you're listening to this radio show. It's not like I'm sitting around trying to figure out what I can talk about on the radio show the next day. Lord, what is it that you want me to highlight? Lord, I know that prophetically you have always been there. You sent the apostles and the prophets to always establish and to warn the people, 1 Corinthians 12:28, just not the Old Testament, friends. And we know that the foundation of the Word of God and our government is established upon what? The law and the prophets and the apostles, because that's what they established. We know that, right? But keep in mind, the Lord always sends the prophetic ahead of the game to warn the people as to what's coming down the road before it actually happens. And if you listen to this radio show, friends, I'm not claiming to be anything. I'm just claiming to know that what comes into my heart is exactly what's coming down the road. I've seen it 1,000 times. Go back to the very first radio show we've ever done and bring it up to the present, friends. And you tell me, just like how many others have told me, do you realize that everything you were talking about is exactly what we're dealing with now? Yeah, and I want to say this too. It's not like I knew that's exactly what was happening. I knew, and I do know when it happens, we're on to something. And friends, we're on to something here. Either we're going to stop this, or it's going to break out upon us, friends. And we don't want this to break out upon us. We don't want what's happening in Europe to happen here in this country today. We don't want what happened concerning dictators of the past and how they slaughtered their people and destroyed their own countries. We don't want that to happen in the present. So the way to do that is, again, to study the past. And the way to stop that is prevention is better than cure. So we need to know what we're talking about, and we need to know what we're coming up to. And friends, I'm telling you what we're coming up to. They're going to try to hand this to Hillary, because we've seen every Republican candidate bring up the fact that Hillary can win this. Hillary can win this. Every single one of them, friends. And why is that? Because they're a part of the establishment. Why are they handing it to Hillary Clinton? Last week I brought up the fact that, wait a second, why are they handing it to Hillary Clinton when in fact Bernie Sanders is wiping up Hillary Clinton all over the floor? Now what's happening, friends? Hey, friends, this is the lady that's telling you she's got more votes than Donald Trump. But again, keep in mind, they want you to bite onto the hook as they bait that hook. Folks, it's completely untrue. Let me go back to Joseph Stalin again. He said the people who cast the votes decide nothing. The people who count the votes decide everything. That's exactly right. And friends, the statement stands true. As I said earlier, they will always get away with whatever you let them get away with. But again, Hillary burned Sanders in 5 states. How did that happen? Well, we talked about voter fraud, how the polling machines are rigged. Folks, about 2 weeks ago, we were talking about none other than the fact that Hillary Clinton, her Twitter account is 56% fake. Her Facebook likes are all bought and paid for. They spent $630,000 on her Facebook account, friends. She doesn't have the support. It's the state-controlled lie that wants you to believe that she has the support, just like that of Barack Hussein Obama. And as I said, furthermore, the establishment, now correct me if I'm wrong, 1-866-582-9933, but isn't it everyone in this country that's complaining about the establishment? Yet it's the establishment that's unwilling to call for the indictment of Bill or Hillary Clinton. And again, friends, keep in mind, it's not like anyone has to speculate when it comes to the crimes of the Clintons. And I wanted to highlight this, too. Again, we know that just recently that it was found that the Clintons are selling uranium ore to the Russians from underneath the ranchers in Oregon. The state-controlled narrative is to cause those ranchers to be painted as a bunch of lunatics, a bunch of outlaws, when in fact the opposite again is true. By the way, Clinton is funding her campaign by selling uranium ore to the Russians from underneath the ranchers in Oregon. I wanted you to know that, America. But have you heard this through the state-controlled narrative? Have you heard this through the state-controlled media, friends? No! They're protecting her because they're protecting themselves. But America, you already knew that. So why isn't this being brought to the light? Read Ephesians 5:11. Remember, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, and we're to judge men by their fruit. Matthew 7:16, right? What about the Travelgate scandal? They're not highlighting her crimes against we the people. They're highlighting her victory over a communist named Bernie Sanders. What about the Whitewater scandal? Hey, folks, what about the Filegate scandal? What about the Lootergate scandal? Oh, and by the way, again, understanding that the apple does not fall too far from the tree. Interestingly enough, you do know that back in the 90s, Clinton Bill was almost impeached, Article 2, Section 4, for selling military secrets, U.S. military secrets, to the Chinese military. So there's a long history of this, and we can see that Barack Hussein Obama, who has the Clinton's administration today, you do understand that his friends, his allies, are America's sworn enemies. You're in trouble, America, but the Lord always, through his mercy, shows us a way out. Deal with it. Deal with it. Deal with it. Deal with it if you're willing. And the only reason you would be willing is because you are so thankful for the sacrifice bestowed upon you. So we're talking about the Travelgate scandal concerning Hillary Clinton. They're not talking about that, the Whitewater scandal, the Filegate scandal, the Lootergate scandal, the drug dealing donor scandal, the Ponzi scheme and political favor scandal, Benghazi. Oh, and by the way, you all know this too, friends, right? Just recently, Hillary Clinton said that Libya was a different kind of a calculation, and we didn't lose a single person. See how they just throw stuff out there that they want you to go ahead and bite, you know, that bait? And that hook? What do you mean we didn't lose a single person? Where is she at? She was the one that threw her hands up in the air concerning four dead Americans. So what? And she's the one that's being highlighted with a smile on her face, with not a care on her back, working for those that steal, kill, and destroy. And again, friends, the state-controlled media is going right along to get along. What about the email scandal? How come we're not hearing about that? Or what about the MENA, Arkansas drug trafficking scandal? Or what about the 147 dead bodies strewn across the path of the Clintons? And that's in the 90s, friends. And again, for some reason or other, she's wiping up Bernie Sanders. We're told when the numbers prove the opposite. Come on, America. When are we going to catch on to the game? And keep in mind, we're the pawn on the table. We're the ones being laughed at. No matter how much you complain about politicians, remember the joke is on you, America. And remember well that nobody likes to play the dupes of designing men, but that's exactly what's happening to every American in this country that lets this slide. We're told that Hillary is wiping up Bernie Sanders. Hey, folks, the numbers prove the opposite. And keep in mind, regardless, neither one of these people are legitimate or legit when it comes to any position in American government. I want to clarify that because I know that there was some that were waiting for that statement. Neither one of these individuals are legitimate candidates when it comes to any position in American government. Frederick William Robertson said this. He said, there are three things in the world that deserve no mercy. There are three things in the world, America, 53 countries that are listening. There are three things in this world, listen carefully, that deserve no mercy. Hypocrisy, fraud, and tyranny. Interestingly enough, I was checking a live feed last night, and someone posted this on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and it was one of these communists that was welcoming refugees into the country. You know, her compassion, her foolishness. See, because to them, to judge and to actually bring these people in lawfully is the furthest thing from their minds. See, how ridiculous to overlook judgment, friends. How ridiculous to overlook judgment, because to do that is to actually kill love. And by killing love, guess what you do? You forsake the sense of judgment because you don't love. I'm going to take a quick break. Be right back after this. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live out of Williamsburg, Virginia.
Hey, good on you, peoples. This is Alfonso Rich with PJTV's Zone Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, but great delivery systems. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickering city on the hill get its shine back.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. What I was saying during that last segment, I didn't get it all jammed in there the way that I wish I could have, but here, I'll give it to you right now. There was a communist from America who was showing leniency, her false version of compassion to the guilty. It was interesting that she was showing her compassion to illegal refugees coming into the country. And interestingly enough, the kids got together and they robbed her blind. You should have seen the look on her face, friends. You should have seen the look on her face. She was almost like coming to terms with the fact that those that had been warning her over and over and over again were right. But these people within themselves, they try to justify what they do. I'm making a point. This is a rabbit trail. This is a branch off the tree of the conversation we've been having, friends. Friends, how ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice. Let me say that again. How ridiculous to overlook judgment because kindness then because of kindness, because then love wounds itself because it kills justice. And let me say it this way as well, friends. Mercy to the wicked is cruelty to the innocent. And we know that mercy rejoiceth against judgment, as it tells us in the book of James. But, folks, we're not in that position today in this country. As a matter of fact, there's a true story told of Major André. He had been caught as a spy in our country, and there was undoubted proof that he was guilty of H.E. double hockey sticks. He was. And by the laws of war, he ought to be put to death. And what he had done was intended to the ruin of the American cause. And if such an act went unpunished, it would expose the rest of the army to surprise and destruction. he should, in accordance with the laws of nations, be put to death. He did it. He made the choice to violate law. Nobody else did. But on the other hand, there was his youth, his high attainments, his honorable connections, his brilliant hopes, all pleading that he might live and that he might be pardoned for his crimes against the American cause, right? And we can just hear this all day long from the American people. Let's show mercy. Let's show mercy. I know. In America, friends, there's more mercy shown to the guilty than there is to the innocent. And by the way, that's exactly what is meant when I say mercy to the wicked is cruelty to the innocent. And that's exactly what America does to themselves through a false understanding of justice and judgment and mercy. In the heart of George Washington, the prompting of justice and mercy came into collision. Both could not be satisfied concerning Major André. There seemed to be one course of pursuit. His sense of justice was shown in the act by which he signed the death warrant concerning the crimes of Major André. His feelings of compassion and the fact that when he did it, his eyes poured forth a flood of tears, but he still did what he needed to do. You see, Washington so loved his country that he knew that if such an act went unpunished concerning Major André, it would only encourage the next person to do it as well, thus endangering the country. Therefore, justice had to be satisfied. How every generous feeling of our nature would have been gratified if mercy could have triumphed and the useful and accomplished officer could have been spared. He made his choice, and so did none other than George Washington. And it's because of that mindset that established righteousness and peace within the gates, friends. I just shared with you, friends, right before the last segment, there are three things in the world that deserve no mercy: hypocrisy, fraud, and tyranny. And yet, America overlooks duty when it comes to act in accordance with judgment, unlike our forefathers. Folks, last week I had spent some time showing you that there were 15 people in an audience that showed up for Hillary Clinton's commencements concerning her presidential campaign for 2016. 15 people, the majority, friends, were the media, the press, and they were there to prop it up like she was a legitimate candidate, when in fact everybody from coast to coast in this country knows that the Clintons, the Obamas, and even the Bushes are criminal families. They are criminal families. And I want to tell you, again, the state-controlled media are the ones that are being bought and paid for as a bunch of useful idiots that are attempting to legitimize these people as legit candidates for the President of the United States of America. I'm reiterating this, because it's not tedious for me to tell you over and over and over again, just the way the state-controlled narrative is set, is to tell you over and over and over and over and over again by magnifying the crime. I want to do just the opposite. Because, again, friends, I want a future and a hope for our posterity. When it comes to me, just like our forefathers, matter of fact, it was said by one of our forefathers, Thomas Paine, that if there be trouble, let it come in my time. Let it come in my time. That my children will not have to deal with it, I'm adding. That my children will not have to deal with it. Hey, America, that your children will not have to deal with it. And the way that they're not going to have to deal with it is when we take responsibility and deal with it ourselves. Friends, Clinton doesn't have the response that she wants. She knows the people are on top of her game, but she also knows that the state-controlled narrative is set to keep her propped up. She doesn't have the support. Over the last couple weeks, I've been going through A to Z to show you that she's not legit. The only house she should be set forth is none other than prison for the rest of her life. At least prison. Folks, it's these people that have allowed the standard to be lowered so far as if to say that the politician is the example that we're to follow in the first place. But as I started out on the first segment, friends, Americans act like they're our leaders. They are not our leaders. They are not our leaders in any sense of the word, friends. They are our representatives. And Americans apparently have confused representative government for a monarchy, or other forms of arbitrary dictatorial governments. They represent we the people. And again, friends, it's not they the governments, because again, American government represents the American people. It does not dictate to the American people. And our downfall here is we've taken our eyes off the Son of God, and we've settled for the politician who takes it the opposite in the way in which the Christ takes it. Unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, keep in mind, you'll in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. Keep in mind that Christ also told us to beware of the very things that I'm warning you of right now when he said, beware of the leaven of the Herodians, of corrupt government or government indoctrination. And I'm, again, talking about corrupt government. And he also told us to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day. And let me highlight this one more time, because men need to be told things twice. Men need to be told things twice. Representative government has historically denoted a system in which people elect their lawmakers, representatives. Friends, I started the show off talking about Paul Ryan and how now they're going to try to parachute him, either him or the two-time loser Mitt Romney, who's about as immoral as they get, who, by the way, is the very blueprint from Obamacare. But he comes across as a conservative, and because the American people don't take the time to pull the curtain back on him, guess what they get? They get the same old, but yet they complain about it. Paul Ryan is now running for the presidency of the United States of America. This is the guy that laid the $2 trillion omnibus bill on your back, and he sold it to you, America, acting like he was doing you a favor when he said there's $650 million of tax cuts. Hey, does he pay those taxes? No, he doesn't. And isn't it interesting, those that serve we the people in this country, let's go back to Obamacare for a moment, just to highlight some of the things that I'm talking about. Let's talk about some of the exemptions that those that serve we the people take upon themselves because they don't want it to apply to them, but they're more than happy to make sure that it applies to you, you who pays the bills. Come on, friends, this is true. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about what I'm telling you right now as if it's untrue or true. It is true. Everybody knows what I'm telling you is true. But these are the people that keep playing the same game over and over and over and over again. And I want you to remember this. This is not a monarchy. This is not some sort of dictatorship. This is not a demigod system of government, arbitrary government. This is a representative government. And folks, these people have so far brainwashed themselves and the American people to believe that what they do is legit somehow, when again, friends, the opposite is true. The representative government in which we have America is Republican form, Article 4, Section 4. That of God's law, Exodus 18:21, not of man's opinion through a democracy or the will of the people through a mobocracy. Folks, the Bible is for the government of the people, by the people, and for the people. John Wycliffe. I love you, America, with my heart. 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words. We will talk to you in 23 hours, broadcasting live from Williamsburg, Virginia. See ya!
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.